would stop by and say hello and give you some of the sounds of the streets of Mexico right now. Not sure if you'll hear anything too interesting, but anyway, that's where I am. I supposedly have a podcast, but there hasn't been much casting lately, so anyway, I thought I would just stop by and say some things I'm thankful for. So I'm thankful that we have a brand new salad spinner. Yeah, a salad spinner. We had the salad spinner that was so old it had been broken and glued, and so we got a new one. And here in Mexico, you probably heard when you travel, especially to a tropical place, people say if you're buying food, peel it, boil it, or forget it if you're buying fresh food. And there is another option, and that is to clean it properly to get rid of all the bugs. But the challenge is with lettuce, you can imagine, drying it off. It's not always that easy to wash and clean. And actually, people do get in trouble going into a restaurant and having salad sometimes because it hasn't been washed properly. Which, of course, begs the question, why are you going into a restaurant in Mexico and having salad anyway? Why aren't you having tacos? But I'll leave that up to those people. But anyway, so we got a new salad spinner. And now, at least when we're home, we can put lettuce in stuff, and had some chipotle beef with some lettuce today, and it was pretty good. Anyway, thankful for that. I'm thankful for... Do you ever just, when you're preparing food, and you're, especially when you're doing something with fresh food, you look at it and you go, wasn't God amazing to make this? First of all, it's an amazing thing, but He also made it with people in mind. Limes, and I didn't have many limes growing up because I didn't like them. Yeah, I know. But of course, I eat them all the time now. And avocado didn't really have growing up because it's ridiculously expensive in Canada. But they're both pretty amazing, what you can do with them and how you can use them. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family and all their hard work they're doing. And they're all cool. Nathaniel's been working hard at some math stuff and robotics stuff he's doing today. And Sherry's been working hard at some stuff around the house and working with Nathaniel's some school stuff, things like that. And Hannah has, of course, her job that she's been working hard at, even though she hasn't always been getting the hours that she is hoping for. But anyway, I am thankful for each one of them and all that they're doing. And I'm also thankful, and I actually mentioned this on Sunday from the pulpit at church. I'm really thankful for all the people at church and how hard they work and what they do, and almost everybody that was there on Sunday is involved in some way in helping out. And there's a lot of work even just to get set up on a Sunday morning, and all kinds of different things going on that we're working on. And there are so many people that are just so willing to help out and work hard and serve the Lord in various ways. So I'm thankful for that too. So there you go. Just a few things that I'm thankful for from food related to other things. So anyway, I hope you're all doing well. And yeah, once in a while I should stop by and just record something, right? But I won't make this too long or you'll be bored. So have yourself a good day, and we'll talk to you later.